Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means. It's church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We start at 6:30, and we have children's clubs that meet, and of course, a fully staffed nursery, and then the teenagers on up are all together with us in the auditorium, and we have wonderful singing, and we have a missionary letter that's read. We have a prayer guide we give out, and a man usually leads us in prayer for these different requests. And then we have a study of God's Word, and it's always just what we need right in the middle of the week, and a delightful service together. Hope you can come out and join us. Now, if you have your church, you be in your place, and you go expecting God to speak with you and meet with you, and you go to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Luke chapter 15. Of course, it's a very familiar chapter. It is the chapter about the one lost sheep out of 100, the one lost coin out of 10, and the one lost son out of 2. And we're going to focus on what we call second chances. Most of you are familiar with the story of the prodigal son. It's a man who had 2 sons, and of course the younger one comes and says, give me my inheritance, and I want it now. And of course he went away. The Bible says he took his journey and went into a far country and wasted his substance with riotous living. That's why we call him the prodigal son. Prodigal means wasteful, the wasteful son. But all of these three instances is simply emphasizing to us God's care about the lost. God's care about a wayward or a sinful man. It shows God's love, God's tenderness, God's forgiveness, as this son is restored to fellowship with his father, reinstated and brought back to all the standing of the family. It opened up to the door to a new life. How did all that happen? On the second chance. But my friend, when the prodigal came home, remember, his dad said, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet, bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Oh, my friend, what a great day that was for that young man. Back with the father once again, back in fellowship with him once again. But that started back in the Garden of Eden, did it not? Adam and Eve deceived by Satan and then banished from the garden. He said, God said, the day you eat of that tree, you will surely die. And of course, God took animals and killed them. Blood was shed. Adam and Eve are covered with those skins from those animals. And they realize, we have a second chance. We have a second chance. You understand, Lot chose Sodom, and he suffered the consequences. And Abraham had separated from him, and God spoke again and gave Abraham. By the way, Abraham wasn't supposed to have Lot with him. He had told him to leave his family and leave everyone, and he didn't do that. But he gave Abraham another opportunity. He gave Abraham a second chance. Oh, my friend. Second chances. Moses, early in his life, killed the Egyptian, buries him in the sand. And when it's known and someone mentions it to him, he flees to the backside of the desert. He's there for 40 years, thinking God's through with him. I'm just working for Jethro, who's his father-in-law. And then he sees the burning bush that isn't consumed, and he turns aside to see, and he hears the voice of God calling him out of that bush. I want to use you, Moses. You're my deliverer. And Moses, return to Israel and tell them that I am as sent you unto them. And Moses returns, and he does lead Israel. And he sees the miracles of God. He saw the plagues in Egypt. He saw the Red Sea part. He saw the manna come every morning. He saw the water from the rock. But Moses saw all that on the second chance. The second chance. Samson was a great judge in Israel. But he sold out to a weakness. His weakness was women. And he disobeyed his vow to God. Ended up having his hair cut in the devil's barbershop. And then his eyes were plucked out. I'm sure he felt like a failure in God's eyes. I failed in life. As he's grinding at the mill, he's pushing around that pole and grinding like an animal would. And he failed in God's mission. But the Bible says something interesting in Judges 16:22. It says, "Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again." Oh, there's a second chance. I wonder what he felt like when he reached up to the top of his head and he felt that hair there. Oh, he went out. He said, they called for Samson to make fun of him. And of course, you know the story. He went into the great arena there and he asked the boy with him, "Hey, where? Give me the pillars. Put my hands on the pillars of this building." And he did. And Samson pushed with all his might and he brought the house down, my friend. The Bible says he killed more in his death than he did in his life. How? The second chance. The second chance. David, the king, the one whom God chose to lead Israel, falls to lust with Bathsheba and then compounds it by murdering her husband. He's confronted by Nathan the prophet, "Thou art the man." And David confesses, and David repents of his sin, and God forgives him. And David is restored, and David becomes a man after my own heart, God says. In the New Testament, all God said was David served his generation by the will of God. How do you do that? On the second chance. On the second chance. Jonah, called by God to go to Nineveh, got on that ship going to Tarshish and went the opposite way. Away from the call of God. Away from obedience to God. The storm came and the men feared for their lives. And finally Jonah said, "I'm the problem. Throw me overboard and you'll be okay." And of course, they didn't want to, but they did. And the moment they threw him overboard, there was a calm. The storm ceased. But God had prepared a whale. And he swallows Jonah. And Jonah, in the belly of that whale, prays. And it wasn't long after he prayed and surrendered to God that whale spit him up on dry ground. And when you read Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, the word of the Lord, I think it's chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Oh, what second chance. He went back to Nineveh, preached the revival, and the whole city from the king on down repented in sackcloth and ashes. Revival. How? On the second chance. We're familiar with Peter denying and cursing that he even knew who the Lord was. And of course, Jesus saw him, and Peter went out, the Bible says, and wept bitterly. After the resurrection, Jesus appears on the shore of Galilee to appear to the disciples. And of course, Peter and about seven others or six others had gone fishing, back to fishing, not just fishing one time, but back to fishing. Peter feeling like he's failed this discipleship. And then Jesus cooks that ship, and he looks at Simon Peter. He cooks the fish and looks at Simon Peter. And says, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" Three times he says it, to match the three denials that Peter gave. And Peter is reinstated as an apostle. "Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, Peter." And of course, you turn the page to the book of Acts. And who's leading that prayer meeting in the upper room? Peter is. Who preaches at the day of Pentecost? Peter does. 3,000 are saved and baptized. How does all that happen? The second chance. When Peter becomes apostle to the Gentiles, the second chance. John Mark, you're on the missionary journey. You're probably just a teenager. But just a little way into the journey, you quit and go home again. It's time to go on the next missionary trip, and Barnabas says, "I'll get John Mark." And Paul says, "You're not taking that quitter. You're not taking him again." And Barnabas says, "Yes, we are." Paul says, "No, we're not." Barnabas says, "If he's not going, I'm not going." And Paul said, "Then you're not going either." Oh, I tell you, the Bible says Barnabas went on home, took John Mark with him, and Paul sailed with Silas. But you know what? Barnabas didn't. He didn't go home and have roast preacher. He didn't go home and talk down the Apostle Paul. Because later in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul writes these words, "Bring John Mark, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." Oh, now John is profitable. Now I want John Mark. What happened? The second chance. The second chance. The Bible's full of them. The Bible's full of them. You know, God only has crooked sticks to use. God will use you, my friend. God will use me. Did you know? Aren't you glad the Bible isn't filled with perfect people? And aren't you glad churches aren't filled with perfect people either? There's some here listening to me including this preacher, who can admit that according to the ideal and the ultimate standards of this book, we failed in some way. But I want to thank God today, and I know many of you would do the same. Thank God He gives second chances. I'm not saying that it was good that the prodigal son went into sin. I'm not saying it's good that Peter denied the Lord. I'm not saying it's good that Moses committed his murder or David his adultery. I'm asking, are your thoughts and imaginations clean? Are your motives always pure and selfless? Is your conduct always approved of Christ? I'm asking, have you used every opportunity of service for the Lord? I'm asking, are there any responsibilities that you've neglected that God says you shouldn't? The truth is, all of us need second chances. All of us need it. The lost person needs it. Listen to me. You're listening to the sound of my voice today. You've heard the gospel before. People have urged you to be saved, to believe on Jesus, but you wouldn't do it. But He's still knocking at your heart's door, isn't He? You know, most people got saved after hearing the gospel many times. And the Savior's still knocking today. Won't you let Him in today? Won't you let Him in? He's still knocking. Why? He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The backslidden Christian needs a second chance. Someone like Peter, who denied the Lord. Perhaps you fell to lust. Perhaps you've run from the will of God. Perhaps you lowered the standard in the presence of the enemy. I don't know what it is that happened that took you away from God, but I'll tell you this. I know God gives second chances. There's still a chance. There's still opportunities for victories. There's still opportunities for souls to be won, for lives to be influenced, for prayers to be answered, for you to be warm again, for the fire to burn again. Oh, come to the altar. Oh, get on your knees before God and find the peace and freshness and joy and forgiveness that can only come from God. Remember what Moses did with his second chance. He became a great leader. Remember what Jonah did with his second chance and a revival at Nineveh. Remember what David did with his second chance, became a man after God's own heart. Remember what the prodigal did with his second chance. He came home to his father. Remember what Peter did with his second chance and Pentecost, with 3,000 being saved and baptized. Remember what John Mark did with his second chance and became a faithful missionary, profitable to the Apostle Paul. What will you do with yours? What will you do with your second chance? I would urge you today, take it in amazement. Take it in faithfulness. Take it in thankfulness. Take it with gratitude and use it for the glory of God. Thank God for second chances. Isn't God good? Thank Him for His love and His mercy and His forgiveness and His long-suffering to usward. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Look forward to seeing some of you in our church service tonight. And the rest of us will come back for the broadcast tomorrow. And I want to talk to you tomorrow, Lord willing, about doesn't God want me to be happy? We'll look forward to that on the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.